part of the journey was also kind of resetting my mindset and being open to this. Because up to that point, if anybody ever asked me, hey, Dr. Cruz, what do you think about this detox? What are your thoughts? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm the wrong person. You need to go see a naturopathic doctor.
Welcome to Discovering Nutrition with Chronometer. I'm your host and community marketing manager, Elisa. And today I am overjoyed to sit down with very special guest, Dr. Liz Cruz. Dr. Liz Cruz was named the top gastroenterologist in 2019. She is a diplomat of the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Gastroenterology. Dr. Cruz is a member of the American Gastroenterological Association, American College of Gastroenterology, and the American Society for Gastrointestinal Endoscopy. In 2014, she received the Quillie Award from the National Academy of Best-Selling Authors for her best-selling book, Answering the Call. Dr. Cruz has owned her outpatient gastroenterology practice, Dr. Liz Cruz Partners in Digestive Health, since 2007. She's the author and the creator of Everyday Enzymes, as well as a variety of other wellness products designed to promote all natural, holistic wellness. Cruz's products have received critical acclaim and are widely praised for effectively reducing the need for prescription medicine. Dr. Cruz also hosts her very own podcast, which I think you should check out, called Digest This, featuring hundreds of episodes with thousands of listeners. In this episode of the podcast, we sit down with Dr. Cruz to discuss how to optimize your gut health, why you need a probiotic, and all things gut health related to get you feeling better than ever. As always, this podcast is for general purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including getting medical advice. The use of information from this podcast is at the user's own risk and is not to be substituted for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I am endlessly fascinated by the world of gut health, and I hope you join us on this conversation. So excited to have you here. I listened to numerous episodes, actually, of your own podcast and found it incredibly illuminating. And then I asked a number of our staff members if they had any questions, which you'd already answered in many, many episodes. So I was like, I actually have these answers for you already. But thank you so much for making the time to be here. I'm so, so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Thank you for asking us.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. I personally have so many different questions just about gut health. And I think that we're learning so much more from what I'm understanding. So if you could give us a little bit of a rundown about your profession and what you do and who you are, I would love to start off with that, Dr. Cruz.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Liz Cruz. I'm a gastroenterologist, and I have my own practice here in Phoenix, Arizona. We've had the practice now for a little over going on 18 years. Yeah, our own private practice. And so, you know, it's been quite the journey. I came out here like fresh out of my training in gastroenterology and had joined a big super group and just a big multi-specialty practice and quickly realized that I really had no life. And, you know, we were having kids and I was like, oh my goodness, these kids are going to grow up and I'm not even going to see them growing up. And so my wife, Tina, and I, we decided, you know what, let's go out and open up our own thing. She's got a background, her degree is in marketing, and she says, I'll run the business side and you see patients. And so we opened up the practice, and we've been going strong for all these years. I have a full staff, couple nurse practitioners at the office, and you know, all our schedulers and medical assistant. And so it's you know, we've been very blessed to be able to keep our doors open in this age when medicine is just getting tougher. Like even from a financial standpoint, you know, to survive, it's just gotten tougher with insurance companies cutting down on reimbursement. And you know, we've uh, we've been able to somehow, by the grace of God, keep our doors open and serve. You know, we have a huge population, a big patient panel that we serve, and we've been serving. A lot of them have been coming to us for all those years. And so, yeah, we keep quite busy. Then probably around 2008. So we opened up the practice like at the end of 2007. And I was out of training in 2003. And around 2008, I just realized that I was starting to see a lot of younger patients, patients that were coming in with the same symptoms that their parents and their grandparents had. And I was running tests, doing colonoscopies and endoscopies, running blood tests, ultrasound, CAT scans, everything, like very complete, thorough workups, and prescribing medicine like candy. And just realizing that patients, they were still coming back with the same symptoms and just not feeling good. So I was just starting to get frustrated because I really wanted to help them get better. And I was out of options. So I came to Tina one day and I said, honey, I said, I don't know what to do. Like my patients, I need help. My patients are coming back. I've done everything. I'm prescribing them medicines. I'm doing exactly, you know, what I was taught in my medical training, and they're still coming back with the same symptoms. And she just looked at me. She's like, I don't know. You're the doctor. I have no idea what to tell you. So that started that's when Tina and I started on the journey, the wellness journey, our journey to natural medicine, which was a very foreign thing to me at that time.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, having done this for so long, I would imagine we're just seeing the prevalence more of like preventative medicine now, which you would obviously, I know that you have some supplements and that kind of thing that you'd obviously be on the forefront of prevention. Is that something in your practice now, because you are seeing younger people, that you're encouraging more prevention, like less treatment?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that's what we set out to do. We started our journey. We were learning. We read hundreds of books. We went to seminars. We were studying under mentors, learning nutritional microscopy. Tina became so passionate about it that she even went and got her certification in holistic nutrition. And we started out, you know, we were like, okay, let's do this. So early on, I realized, as we were getting educated, that a lot of the digestive issues that our patients were having were mainly due to deficiencies, like deficiencies in perhaps digestive enzymes, in good bacteria. And so we realized that was one of the things that had been lacking. I mean, so we started bringing in supplements. We found a company. We started using supplements, digestive enzymes, probiotics, detox, greens. And you have to understand that to me, even though I was on this journey, Tina and I were on this journey and we were learning and we were like, wow, we were shocked by a lot of the stuff that we found out about the health industry, the pharmaceutical industry. Like, I was just blown away. I had no idea. And so we started bringing in these supplements. However, I was very skeptical, okay? Because being a traditionally trained MD, my background is as a scientist. And I was like, I want to see the proof. Where's the science? Where are the studies that show this? And part of the journey was also kind of resetting my mindset and being open to this, because up to that point, if anybody ever asked me, hey, Dr. Cruz, what do you think about this detox? What are your thoughts? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm the wrong person. You need to go see a naturopathic doctor. You know? So I was very traditionally trained. I was a skeptic, and yet I knew that we were on the right path because I couldn't keep prescribing medicines to these people, to these poor patients of mine, and then the younger people, to tell a 21-year-old that they're going to be on a PPI, on omeprazole, Prilosec, for the rest of their life. like that wasn't right. So yes, we started incorporating a lot of holistic nutrition teachings, the natural supplements, and we started to see some pretty amazing miracles. Just people starting to come back, even with simple stuff. You know, we were doing probiotics, and I had, when I did my fellowship in gastroenterology at that time, half of the staff of our mentors were on board with probiotics. The other half were still very like, this is voodoo. And so, you know, I was in the school of thought of, wow, these probiotics, this makes sense. These are healthy bacteria that we're going to put into our gut. So to me, it made sense. So yes, we started incorporating this wellness and just bringing it together, marrying it with what I was doing as a traditional gastroenterologist, and starting to just see amazing, you know, turnarounds in people's lives, people coming back telling us, oh my goodness, I haven't felt this great in so long. So that was actually the proof for me. You know, I mean, there are studies out there, and there's been more studies as time has gone on, but the skeptic that was there over time, with seeing patients coming back feeling so good with just something so simple and natural, really is what did it for me.
I actually like that you approached it from a place of skepticism, because I think that makes you ask more questions. And I think that having more questions leads to more answers and you can have more certainty. So I personally appreciate that, especially in someone that's, you know, providing care for numerous people. What do you think is the change there? You said that you started seeing younger people in your practice. What do you think is the change there that's making people come to you sooner with ailments? You mentioned it's being maybe deficient in some things. Has our diet just changed that much?
I think that it's probably the diet. I mean, you know, here in the USA, I mean, the standard American diet just leaves so much to be desired. I mean, such huge nutritional deficiencies. You know, you have four or five fast foods on every corner. These young people, we have young kids, we have teenagers in high school, and we drop off our kids, and kids are walking up with energy drinks, with fancy sugary coffees that are full of chemicals. Kids tell us our friends don't even bring lunches. And if they bring a lunch, it's literally like one of those peanut butter crustables or whatever you call them. I think that our young people, I mean, we're coming into a generation, we've been coming into a generation of young people that have grown up on processed food, junk food, a lot of sugar, not enough whole food, greens. You know, they don't hydrate. I mean, they drink coffees and sodas and energy drinks, and that's their hydration. I mean, through the years, I've seen patients. I mean, I can specifically remember a patient who told me, and she would come in with her mom all the time, and she was in her 20s, and I'd be like, "What are you drinking?" "Well, I have like 6 cans of Mountain Dew every day." I'm like, "No, this is not good." I'm like, "This is hurting you." And I remember her mom getting mad at me and saying, "I don't know what you're talking about. I've been drinking Mountain Dew all my life and I'm fine." So, you know, I mean, Tina and I just felt so passionate about the entire education part of it. We just realized that there was so much educating to do. And so, you know, just on the nutrition part of it. But to answer your question, I think the downfall of our society as far as people getting sick at a younger age really has a lot to do with our diet. I mean, you know, stress plays into it and lack of exercise, but nutrition or the lack of nutrition.
I agree. One of the things that I kind of struggle with a little bit, if I'm being honest, in my role as the community marketing manager here at Chronometer, is that I feel like we have the most education we've ever had about nutrition science, in terms of we know what is good for our bodies, we know what we should be having, but then we're not really practicing those fundamentals, because the food quality, you're right. Like in the past, whole foods, you know, I remember growing up, like, and I remember my parents bringing home like some goldfish, like, you know, the goldfish crackers. And at that, I was like, wow, this is such a treat. Because we were typically just being fed whole food. And, that's the opposite now. So here we are, we have all this information, but we have more and more foods that are accessible to us that just don't have the same level of nutrients. And so, it's interesting to see where this goes, and I hope that people start following the recommendations that professionals like yourself are making and actually like actioning those things. I do have a number of questions about gut health specifically. I've in the last 2 years personally have really dove into gut health. I find it endlessly fascinating because it's so much more than just our stomachs, really. Like, we're learning so much. If you could touch on what are the fundamental principles of gut health and why it's crucial for our overall well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. So gut health, as a gastroenterology, we were taught how to diagnose, symptoms and do procedures, do a colonoscopy, do an upper endoscopy. And there's other procedures that you can learn to do as a gastroenterologist. And, you know, you get into the colon and you're looking for polyps, you're looking for tumors, inflammation. You get into the stomach, you're looking for, you know, the same thing, ulcers, inflammation. And we're trying to find these things so that we could, for example, in the colon, prevent colon cancer, in the stomach, if somebody is having symptoms, abdominal pain, you know, you're looking, trying to find an answer. Is it an ulcer? Is it an infection in the stomach? And, you know, trying to treat those things. But yes, there's more to it than just doing those procedures. And I think that one of the big things is, for example, the gut, your immune system. Let's talk about the immune system in the gut, right? Because 80% of your immune system is in the gut. I remember early on in my career, you know, telling people, well, we got to keep your heart healthy, because if your heart isn't functioning, nothing else is going to function right. When all along, it was right in my own territory. What I needed to be telling them is we've got to keep your gut healthy. You know, so the immune system, keeping the gut healthy, is so crucial to everything else in your body, to your entire, the health of your body, because of the immune system that is sitting right there in your gut. We see patients who come in day in and day out. We still practice in our office practice traditional gastroenterology, where we're ordering tests, we're doing procedures. I was doing procedures, colonoscopies all morning today. And so we're still doing that. Once we've ruled out bad stuff and we know there's no cancer and, you know, and if there's an infection or whatever that we need to treat, great. Then once the patient comes back, that's then where we start really talking to them about the importance of their gut health, the immune system, their nutrition, the importance of being on something that's going to replenish the flora. Okay. You have trillions of bacteria in your intestine, trillions of bacteria, and that the balance of that bacteria gets so thrown off by anything, food that we eat, sugar, like a soda or taking antibiotics. People are taking over-the-counter medicines like candy, right? They take, you know, every day I see patients do procedures. I'm like, have you been on any anti-inflammatory meds like Motrin, Advil? No. I stopped it a week ago, but I used it pretty much all the time. You know, they're using these things even to sleep. So, you know, we realized a couple things early on in our research when Tina and I started the journey. One was that the immunity, you know, the importance of the immunity that sits in our gut and keeping that healthy. So number one, probiotics. The other thing that we realized was the deficiency. Early on, I talked about the deficiency of like people not digesting food well. Why were they not digesting food well? Well, one of the things that we learned was the importance of digestive enzymes, okay? And as a gastroenterologist, we studied that in gastroenterology in my training. We studied it a little bit in medical school and digestive enzymes, but we didn't go into depth on it. We didn't study that every decade, your production of digestive enzymes goes down about 13%. You know, so people are not digesting food well. In addition to the fact that if they're not getting nourished well, they don't have the nutrients that they need to make these enzymes. Okay, so there's a lot of things playing into this issue with the deficiency in the enzymes. So when we started teaching and educating and counseling our patients and our wellness clients on number one, replenishing what you're lacking, the deficiency, putting some good healthy bacteria into your intestine to keep it nice and healthy, and also taking digestive enzymes when you eat your meals to help you digest your food so it's not just sitting there, and so that you're going to reap the benefit of it and actually reap nutrients from that food. I mean, assuming that it's wholesome food. Kind of hard to absorb nutrients from a bag of Doritos, but you know, so those were some of the principles that we learned along the way. And you know, it's interesting that in all the years of all my medical training, you know, and I always like think, wow, how could that have been? You know, I did medical school, then I did an internal medicine residency, and then I went into gastroenterology residency. And how much nutrition do you think that I got? Literally, like half a morning, half a day. It was a morning. And so, you know, this whole thing with the nutrition and the diet, I mean, truly the missing link sadly I didn't get in my medical training, but that we learned, you know, as Tina and I went on this journey, and we've been able with this knowledge to help so many of our patients.
I think you guys are such a great duo in that regard, because there is barely any nutrition education for people that have pursued, you know, a PhD are things that I'm here. I'm actually just registered in a Stanford nutrition science course, and there are some physicians that are in there that are upgrading their knowledge for the same reason that you're curious about nutrition as well. One of the things, I listened to an episode of your podcast, and it was talking about over-the-counter medication, and I thought this was really interesting for a number of reasons. One, I'm sick right now with a cold, and I've been sick with a cold for a couple of weeks. I can't shake it. And then I did listen to there was mention about the immune system and gut health, and how like 80% of the immunity is in the gut. And I was like, okay, so if I want to feel better, maybe I should start paying attention to what I'm putting in my body when I'm sick. But one of the things I found so interesting is about like anti-inflammatories, because they are readily available absolutely anywhere. Like I think in your episode, you even referenced that you can get them from the gas station. They are everywhere.
Yes.
To me, that basically is the message that is being sent, is that they're healthy or not healthy, but it's not something we have to worry about. This doesn't have like a warning label or anything on it. You know, if you can get it at the gas station, I'm assuming that you don't need a prescription. And so I can take this, you know, basically whenever I need it. I'm prone personally to migraines. Advil alleviates those. But then listening to your episode about how they can actually affect your gut health has really made me evaluate the benefit of taking these. And I think that a lot of people are in the same camp as me. You have an ache and pain, there's a pill. You don't have to experience that anymore. It's a Band-Aid solution in the interim. You know, like I'm taking Advil because I have tension headaches. If I got massage, it'd have the same kind of benefit. But I don't think that there's any information really out there about the detriments to gut health with over-the-counter medications. Mm-hmm. Can you touch on the things that can actually happen from consuming these?
Absolutely. Okay, so from a gastrointestinal standpoint, I would say the anti-inflammatories. So the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve. I mean, there's like a whole list of them. Those are not a gastroenterologist friend, because we see people who come into the emergency room who come in with a bleeding ulcer because they've been on those medicines. And so those medicines, you know, they can cause inflammation. You know, people will be, you know, they can have ulcers in the esophagus, ulcers in the stomach. You can actually get ulcers anywhere in the intestine. I've seen ulcers deep in, you know, like in the small intestine. I've seen ulcers in the colon. Patients who have been taking these NSAIDs on a regular basis for whatever. And you're absolutely right. Because it is over the counter, there is that false sense of security and perception that, oh my goodness, it's here, so it must be okay. You know, but the reality is that it's not. I mean, even Tylenol, you know, Tylenol is over the counter. It is in so many different forms. Okay. I mean, it's in medicines for sleeping and medicines for, you know, allergies. I mean, Tylenol is not a medicine that makes you sleep. So Tylenol, you know, these medicines that these anti-inflammatories or Tylenol that they put in there for PM to help you sleep, those they're not even medicines for insomnia. So I'm not even sure why they get marketed like that, but people take them. I have patients that will take it. And the concern with over-the-counter medicines, you know, like Tylenol, is that if you're not careful, I mean, you could have someone taking something for arthritis, something to help them sleep, something for allergies that has different amounts of Tylenol in it. And if you're not careful, you could overdose on Tylenol. And overdose, I mean, you can, you know, Tylenol overdose can lead to liver failure. The anti-inflammatory medicines, you know, like I said, ulceration, inflammation, and so it is concerning. It is really concerning because, as you know, the public, we're very trusting, right? I mean, when I was a little girl, there were posters everywhere about drink your milk and eat, you know, eat your eggs and your cheese and all that, you know, and that, I mean, come to find out, all of that was, you know, marketing from some of the different, you know, the meat and cheese industry, the milk industry. But does it mean that it's good for you? I mean, you know, you go into any Walgreens or CVS or, you know, Walmart, and you go into the medication, the over-the-counter section, and there's literally hundreds of medicines there. But just because they're there doesn't mean that it's safe to be taking it. It's just the same like in the grocery store. I mean, you know, you got your aisle with all the I'm just going to say Twinkies, just for a lack of, you know, Twinkies and Ding Dongs and all these sweets. People buy all this stuff and they're like, well, it's there, so I figure that, you know, it's okay. I mean, I literally had a patient a few months ago when I told him in the recovery room, listen, I need you to eat more fiber. He's like, okay, well, is peanut butter Captain Crunch okay? So people really don't know. You know, I just, you know, we're constantly educating our patients. So it is, what you said also is about the Band-Aid is so true, because these medicines that are over the counter are simply Band-Aids for the most part, right? I mean, because they're not really getting to the root cause. They're not getting to the root cause of what's going on. And so that's been the big thing, one of the big things for us on this journey, is realizing that, you know, like for years I was prescribing medicine like candy and just giving people, if that one doesn't work, I'm going to give you this other prescription. I mean, I went through so many prescription pads. I mean, you know, just prescribing like crazy. I could write a script in my sleep. That's because that's how we were taught. But what we realized was that we were just putting a Band-Aid on the boo-boo and not really getting to the root cause of what's going on. And that's, you know, that's what led us to continue our journey and ultimately create our system. You know, we have our Digestive Revolution 4-step system that has evolved over the course of years. And that's what, you know, that's what we really, that's what we promote with our patients and with our wellness clients. But yes, just because it's over the counter doesn't mean it's good. And I tell this to patients all the time, because they'll tell me, I've been taking, you know, Advil for this pain. And I say, you got to understand that you're going to end up in the emergency room with a bleeding ulcer if you're not careful with what you're taking. And so we try to, like, you know, try to educate them, and then try to step back with them and try to figure out, okay, well, what's going on? You know, are you getting enough water? Are you getting, you know, are you getting electrolytes in your water? I mean, all of, you know, there's so many different facets of how we address it, but our goal is to try to get down to the root cause. And so, like with our patients, for example, gastroenterology, you know, the first step in our 4-step system is, you know, stop guessing and start testing. So we test them, you know, and we have 4 different tests that we do, but one of them, which is really our big popular test, is a test where we're testing them against 144 different foods to test for sensitivities, like where we're getting down to the cellular tissue level, because the tests that we're doing are not tests that you'll find like in a traditional, they're tests that you'll find in a naturopathic office. The tests that are traditionally done in a regular medical practice, those tests, those blood tests, and even the stool tests, for the most part, are not really going to get down to the root cause. We educate them. We talk to them about the fact that we need to try to figure out what the root cause is. I mean, even some of our patients who've had headaches, you know, and I'm not saying this is you. I'm just saying that even symptoms that are not, quote, gastrointestinal symptoms, like body aches, headaches, you know, low energy, things like that, we've been able to reverse in so many of our patients and clients by figuring out that there were some foods that they were sensitive to. And the way that their body was reacting to it was with these symptoms, you know, with them just not feeling good, having headaches, and, you know, a variety of different symptoms.
One of the things for me, just going back to like Advil consumption, is I, after learning a little bit more about gut health and gut microbiome and how sensitive they can be to changes, I stopped taking like gastro meds. So if I would have like upset stomach or acid reflux, I would, you know, sometimes take something like Gaviscon, and then, no, I don't want to upset anything, so I'm going to stop taking those. But mentally, because it wasn't a stomach issue, Advil felt really different to me, you know, but it's consumed the same way. So that was incredibly illuminating to me. One of the questions I have about that is, if people are taking something like that and they coupled it with a probiotic, which I would love to dive in a little bit more about probiotics with you, can you offset those things? Because I know, like, I don't typically prefer to take antibiotics, but if I have something that needs one and my doctor recommends one, I love that I go to the pharmacy now, and the pharmacist who I've known since I was a child is like, are you taking a probiotic with that, Elisa? And I love that there's that check now, because I don't think that used to be the case. Can you kind of offset that? Or is it best, like in terms of Advil, for example, can you offset the detrimental effects of Advil with a probiotic, or is it better to just not have it at all?
Great question. You can take the probiotics. To be honest, the probiotics are probably not going to offset the effects of the Advil, because the probiotics are going to supplement, you know, they're going to replenish your gut with more healthy bacteria. And yes, any of the medicines that you take, NSAIDs, can offset that balance. But the thing is that the NSAIDs also are causing, they're literally injuring the lining in the intestine. Okay. They're literally causing inflammation in the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestine. I mean, it could be anywhere in the gut. They can cause erosions, ulcers. And so really the only way to eliminate that is to stop the medicine. You know, when I get into somebody's stomach, if I find like some ulcers or erosions in there that I know are from the anti-inflammatory they've been taking, I'll tell them, you need to stop this. And that's somebody who I'll put on a short-term course of like a proton pump inhibitor, like Prilosec, just to get that those areas healed up. Because a lot of times, especially if they have like an ulcer in the stomach, we have to go back in within a couple months to check and make sure that it's healed up. But I just kind of wanted to back up a little bit. So I mentioned our four-step system. And I'm going to say this because it's our system, because this, it works together as a system. Okay. For example, I told you the first step was to stop guessing and start testing. Okay. In that area is where we do the testing. We have testing for the 144 foods. It's a, like a prick of the finger. It's a blood test. Then we have one for intestinal permeability, which is to look for leaky gut. That's a urine test. And then we have a microbiome test that is stool study that looks for like much deeper than the traditional stool studies you would get at a lab course in NorQuest. This is looking deeper, like viruses and bacteria. And then our fourth test is a test that looks for micronutrient deficiencies, and that's a blood test, okay? Then our next step in our system is start replenishing, okay? This is a section where we educate them on replenishing with the probiotics, okay? The good, healthy bacteria, replenish with digestive enzymes so that they take the enzymes with their food to help them break down the food so that it actually digests properly and they actually get the benefit of the nutrients from that food that they're eating. Then we have a product called Delicate Detox, which is a very it's a very strong protease enzyme that works at the systemic level to help, like at the blood level, to help get rid of toxins, you know, viruses, bacteria, even little food particles that maybe didn't get broken down and digested well, but that somehow sneak through and get into the bloodstream and cause inflammation. So this is a detox. And then we have our greens, which are to help supplement. That's like to take the place of a multivitamin. And it's literally greens, whole greens that have been pulverized into powder. Okay. And then there's two more. We have our super salts, and we have then our love thy liver, which is like a very gentle herbal combination of milk, thistle, and dandelion that helps to detox the liver. Okay. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because if we have someone that's coming to see us because they're having like digestive issues, you know, gas, bloating, acid reflux, diarrhea, constipation, and let's say that we've done our workup, the workup is negative, but everything is good. There's no cancer. There's no, you know, everything is fine, but they're still having symptoms. Those are the people that we're going to really push to get on the digestive enzymes and the probiotics, okay? Because those two are so powerful that patients start coming back feeling, you know, like, wow, what did you guys do to me? You know, I'm feeling so much better. I'm able to come off of these medicines I've been taking for my stomach. I'm feeling so much better. Now, if someone is having like body aches, joint aches, you know, fatigue, headaches, stuff like that, where they're, you know, just low energy. So those patients, I mean, obviously we would love to get them on also probiotics and digestive enzymes. But in addition to that, those are the patients and the clients that we also want to get on detox, on greens, on the super salts, which are electrolytes, and on the Love Thy Liver, okay? Because those are the patients that we really need to get detoxed. We're trying to detox their body. And when they start on this combination, they start feeling better and their aches and pains start disappearing. They start getting more energy. They start feeling good. And so that's why I wanted to bring that up, because you brought up specifically like taking the NSAIDs and, you know, for different reasons. I mean, people take it for, you know, aches and pains and headaches and, or just not feeling good, a flu-ish type symptoms. And so that's how we try to get people to come off of some of these medicines, you know, these over-the-counter NSAIDs that they're taking, you know, like candy.
Yes. I mean, I definitely have been guilty of that personally. When it comes to probiotics, one of the questions that a number of our staff had was, is it okay to have foods that are probiotic, you know, like kimchi and kombucha and that kind of thing? I know that there's a number of yogurts that are out there that have probiotics in them. Is that sufficient enough, or should people be having a probiotic? That's my first question. My second one is there a range in the probiotics, like what's in them? Because some of them at the drugstore are $10, some of them at the drugstore are $100. How do you know what's the best one for you?
Great questions. Early on in my career, when I was fresh out of training, really the big probiotic that was out there was a probiotic that's still out there on the market called Align. Okay. Align is out there. And that was like the big one that was out there. And before, you know, we started on this journey, that's what I was like. If I did a full workup on someone and they were still having issues, bloating, constipation, I would tell them, hey, I want you to get on this probiotic, go to the store and buy this. And a lot of patients would be like, well, I eat, I'm trying to remember what the name of that yogurt was. Was it Activia? Activia. And now I think there's all sorts of yogurts out there that, you know, that have bacteria, good bacteria in them. The thing is that a lot of those yogurts also have sugar. You know, for sure, the Activia is loaded with sugar. And so that was the big thing, even back then, that I would tell my patients. I'm like, look, you're defeating the purpose of probiotics by eating something that's sugar, because these bacteria, they like love sugar. Okay. They're just like little humans and they love sugar. And so it's like, you're basically, I mean, it's like you're just defeating the purpose of putting all that sugar in you. I mean, yeah, there's some good bacteria, but now you're putting all this sugar in you. So I would tell them, I don't want you to be on Activia yogurt. You know, the other thing with yogurts is the dairy component of it. I mean, I know that there's others that are not cow based, but in general, the dairy yogurts, you know, dairy is very irritating to the gut. All right. It causes a lot of irritation and inflammation. And so we try to get patients off of dairy as much as possible. You know, the other thing too is that the quantity that they would get in the yogurts, I don't think is going to really be equal what they can get if they were taking like a capsule. Okay. And it's true, you can do like kimchi and you know, kombucha. I mean, honestly, I can't remember. Does kombucha have sugar in it? I can't remember. I believe
some can.
Yeah, some do. So in general, we really try to encourage our patients, our clients, to supplement with an actual capsule. Okay, and so over the years, you know, we, like I told you, at first we were working with this company and they had all sorts of different probiotics, you know, different strains and different quantities. I mean, they had like three or four different ones and it just was very confusing. But through the years, we ultimately ended up coming up, you know, I formulated our own probiotic, and our probiotic has six different strains of bacteria, and our counts are in the million and billions, okay? So it is confusing and overwhelming when you go to the store because there's so much out there now, you know? And what do you get? Well, first of all, definitely I would get probably just, you know, something that's in capsule form. You know, no gummy bears, no pressed down tablets, you know, because it's just what you want is a capsule that has that powdered bacteria inside of it, that when you take it, that capsule is going to melt in your stomach or get broken down by the acid, and it's just going to release that bacteria out. Okay. How much? How many bacteria? Well, the higher the number, the better, because it is live bacteria. So the longer it's sitting on the shelf, and you have no idea how long it's been sitting on a shelf when you get it, bacteria are dying every day. Bacteria are dying every day. So you definitely want to get a probiotic that has high counts of whatever strains are in there. And it's best if there are several different strains in there that you can replenish your intestine with. So like I said, ours has 6 strains of bacteria. And we also have a prebiotic, which is, you know, the food for the bacteria. You know, we like to feed our bacteria, give them some good food. The thing with a lot of the products that you get over the counter is that in order for companies to make them cheaper, you know, they end up really not putting a lot of the active ingredient, and they end up putting a lot of fillers and additives. And all those fillers and additives, you know, are just more junk and chemicals that you're putting into your body. You know, so what we're trying to do is we want our patients, our clients, to be taking something that's pure, that's, you know, like our probiotics. The products that we formulated are medical grade, they're high potency, and we have no additives. And I will tell you that was very difficult to do. We talked to several manufacturing companies because everybody wanted to put binders and fillers, and, you know, they were like, you can sell it, you know, you can get more if you put this filler. We're like, no, we don't want fillers. We don't want anything. We want it to be clean, pure, medical grade supplements. And so when somebody asks me, you know, about what can they take? Can they take yogurt? You know, I tell them, look, I prefer you not to take yogurt. I don't want you to get all the sugar. And you're not going to get the quantity of good bacteria that you need, and you don't need the dairy part of it. I don't want you to get a gummy bear. Gummy bears seem to be a big thing these days.
They do.
Yeah, gummies are really big. No gummies. I tell them straight out, no gummies. Don't get any compressed tablets. You know, I see compressed, intact tablets in the colon all the time. And they're usually the big vitamins that people buy, you know, at the store, and they don't get broken down, you know. So that, yeah, I see them in the colon all the time. So we really push towards a really great medical grade. And when patients ask me, well, which one should I get? I'm like, go get mine. Go to my office. Absolutely. Or you can get it online. We have it online. You know, it's a pure product, no additives, and high counts. You want high counts of the bacteria, knowing that the longer, you know, every day you've got bacteria that's dying off. And, you know, so you want to replenish the intestine with that good bacteria. We're always eating food, drinking something that is going to offset the balance, you know, or taking a medicine, you know, and so you want to always replenish it with the good bacteria. And I didn't really say much about antibiotics. I mean, it's true, like every once in a while we have to take an antibiotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that your pharmacist asks you if you're on a probiotic. So if we have someone that we find an infection on and we're going to put on an antibiotic, we always tell them, you need to be taking probiotics And we actually tell them to double up and take it in the morning and at night while they're on it, and then continuing it like that twice a day for another month or two. And then we tell them to back it off to once a day, but to continue taking it. And while we're on the topic of probiotics, I wanted to tell you one thing that we do and that you can do is, especially when you have a head cold or flu-ish, or if you have any sore throat, you can take the capsule. And we do this with our kids. Our kids already know, and now they're teenagers, so they do it themselves because we've been doing it with them since they were little. You take the capsule, take a little bit of water, open it up, mix it up, and then gargle with it, and then swallow it. And that just coats your throat. It just coats everything. Now, because when you take the capsule, none of that is going to get up here, right? Because you swallow the capsule, and then it opens up in your stomach. But if you open it up and mix it up in water, it really helps a lot, especially for people that have like a sore throat or a little bit of a respiratory infection.
The timing could not be more perfect from that, because I don't normally sound like this. My throat has been giving me quite a time, so I'm definitely going to do that. I'm curious, we're actually located in Canada. Do you guys ship to Canada as well?
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Awesome. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll absolutely get your probiotic in the future, because it sounds amazing. So we talked about a couple things that are detrimental to gut health, obviously, and then we talked about probiotics, which is great for gut health. Are there other things that people can be either consuming or doing to optimize their gut health?
Yeah. You know, the big thing that we're always pushing is just simple stuff. And we actually have podcasted a lot about it, is just like more greens, more water. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we can do. I mean, if people are drinking, you know, if they're drinking soda, we try to, you know, we're like, okay, you know, start weaning off the soda and increasing your water intake. I mean, in general, we're a very dehydrated society. We just don't drink enough water. We drink everything else but water. People are dehydrated. So we you know, teach our clients, our patients, you know, you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. And so drink more water. You know, try to cut down on whatever other beverages that are not water, you know, whether it's energy drinks, sodas, fancy coffees. I mean, you know, we don't expect that someone is going to just stop just cold turkey. I mean, in fact, we don't encourage them to stop cold turkey, because they're going to bounce right back to that, you know, and we want it to be a gradual process, baby steps. So drinking more water. We encourage them also to put the electrolytes in the water. And so one of the products we formulated are what we call our super salts, which are electrolytes, or four electrolytes. And you put a scoop in your bottle of water and you drink it. I mean, it's, you know, you can get Gatorade, Powerade, all of those have electrolytes. The problem is that they also have sugar and dyes, all sorts of other chemicals that your body doesn't need. So we encourage them to drink more water, put electrolytes in their water. We encourage them to do more greens, eat more vegetables, more greens. And it's amazing, because my wife, Tina, does the grocery shopping. And I kid you not, every week she has a story, you know, because the cart is packed with all these greens. And every week there's some story. Someone's like, what are you going to do with those greens? How are you going to cook those greens? Are you guys really going to eat all that? And yeah, we're like, hey, we've got three teenagers at home. And yes, we do. Like, Tina's an amazing cook, very, very healthy meals every day. And we eat a lot of greens. So, you know, when I talk to my patients after I do the procedures, you know, if I find polyps or if I find inflammation or whatever, one of the things a lot of patients will say, well, doc, what do I need to do? And I tell them exactly what I'm telling you. I'm like, look, you need to eat more greens. Well, if they tell me, well, I don't like greens, I'm like, well, then get our greens in a capsule. get our GastroGreens, go to the office and buy those and start taking those capsules. Take three a day. Start with three a day. You know, get the greens. And we have a lot of clients that take those greens because they don't like greens. But if you like greens, get more greens in your diet. Try to avoid processed food. I'm sorry, our kids just got home.
That's amazing. I love it. There's so much energy in your household, probably because they eat their greens.
Yeah, they just got home. So yeah, we try to encourage them. Less sweets, less processed food, you know, less junk food. I mean, and patients will tell me all the time, they're like, yeah, I know. There are areas where I can improve. So even simple stuff like that is, you know, what how we start educating our patients, you know, and again, we do it in baby steps because you know, it takes time, and then we don't want people to just give up and say, oh, this is too hard. You know, we're not trying to make their life miserable. Hey, if you're drinking three cups of coffee a day, cut down to one cup a day, you know, or two, and increase more water, drink more water. Our bodies are constantly detoxing, and the way you can help your body detox, get the toxins out, is by drinking a ton of water to flush it out.
Yep. I think that's great advice and some that I need to take. Absolutely. Because I think I am part of the dehydrated population. One of the last questions I have for you, well, the last question, is about the gut-brain axis. And I wanted to know, because you've obviously seen clients for two decades, and we've learned a lot more about mood and mental health and the gut now. Are you seeing that as there's an improved gut health, that people's mood and mental health, anxiety, depression, if there's a correlation between healthier guts and happier minds, are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, because when people come in, I mean, you know, they're not feeling well. They don't feel well, and you know, they're in pain. And you know, they have no energy. They feel tired, and so definitely we've seen improvement. You know, once we've done their workup and we start then getting them on this pathway of getting them on, you know, into our system where they're, you know, they get tested for their food sensitivities, and then we get them on the digestive enzymes, probiotics, or taking greens and detox. Absolutely. I mean, seriously, people come in, people will call us, people will call Tina, they'll call the office, they'll be like, oh my goodness, I haven't felt this great in so long. You know, I can finally play with my kids. You know, I don't have to be tied down to a toilet. I have energy. I can do stuff. So yes, absolutely. And, you know, and I think too, like once I've done their procedures, you know, because people are scared too, and they're thinking they have cancer. And so it's always gratifying to go to the bedside after I've done procedures and tell them, hey, you're good. I mean, no cancer. You did have some polyps or some inflammation, but we can take care of that. And we can help you with that. And then once we get them started on the other stuff, the more holistic program, and get them on that pathway, patients definitely feeling a lot better all over. I mean, better mood. And you know, we've had some patients that have told us that they were able to come off some of their anxiety medicines and depression medicines. So yeah, absolutely.
You're doing amazing work. I'm so grateful that you were here. I was so excited for this episode, and I can't wait for our users and listeners to hear it, because I think you gave out so much information that's just incredible, Dr. Cruz. Where can people find you? I know that you have a podcast, which I've personally listened to and highly recommend to our listeners as well, the Digest This podcast.
Yes.
Where else can people find you and or work with you?
Absolutely. So they can find us on our website. DrLizCruz.com. So it's www.drlizcruz.com. Once you go to the home page, there's a button on the homepage, just like a magenta colored button, and they can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that would be with one of our holistic nutritionists. And that would be a perfect way to get plugged in with us. And that can be done from anywhere in the world because it's actually done over the phone. So anyone can do it. And like I said, you know, we do ship all over. And so yeah, that would actually be the best way for them to get plugged in with us.
Awesome. And for anyone that's curious and listening, we're going to include all of those links in the show notes as well, so you can get in touch.
Awesome.
Thank you so much again for being here. You've been an amazing guest, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule. Sounds like you have a very busy practice and a busy home life to educate our Chronometer community.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Take care.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
I hope that you digested, pun very much intended, a lot of helpful information on gut health. If you love this episode, make sure you subscribe for future episodes and send this to everybody else that might benefit from learning from Dr. Liz Cruz about gut health too. Can't wait to see you next time.